there's also a lot of talk these days about climate change and trying to cut down all our carbon footprints and how much we're affecting that build-up of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And now scientists this week have come up with evidence of a new way, perhaps, to help cut down on our electricity bills. And the solution could be as simple as planting some trees. Well, two researchers from the States, David Buttrey from the National Institute of Standards and Technology and Jeffrey Donovan from the US Department of Agriculture, have conducted a study looking at how planting trees around your house could help shade it in summer. And that's enough to help you switch off your air conditioner, really, and have much less energy going into it. And we all know that trees provide lovely shade. It's a nice spot to sit under in the summer. But is that enough to really have an effect on your house? Well, this is the first wide-scale study to investigate whether this does translate into a significant energy saving. Buttrey and Donovan studied 460 homes in Sacramento in the US during the summer of 2007. And they looked at what trees were growing around particular houses. And then they linked that actually to the energy bills of each household to see how much energy, electricity they were using. And we know that a huge amount more electricity is used in the summer for in places that are hot and people want to use their air conditioners to keep themselves nice and cool inside. Well, the researchers found that by planting trees on the west and the south side of the house, you could actually decrease your summer electricity use by an average of 5% a year, which might not sound like a lot, but I think it really is, considering all you're doing is planting a couple of trees. And they think that maybe by planting a London plane tree on the west side of your house over 100 years, you could save 30% on your carbon emissions. Again, that's over a longer time frame. But it's things like this maybe that really could start making a difference. And of course, you've got a double win there, because trees also absorb carbon dioxide and lock it away from the atmosphere. So in another way, trees are good to have around for lots of reasons. And I think it sounds like a very promising idea. But the authors are really keen for other people to go out in other parts of the world, do studies like this to see if something similar is going on with trees in other parts of the world.
Maybe ones that are less hot.